Greetings and salutations. It's me, your favorite little kitty cat. And I have fallen behind on my audio mos, I think. So I'm trying to catch up. Anyway, I was reading an article on the Good Men Project about guns. And I guess America is going to be divided in two when it comes to guns, with the recent gun violence of ever since Sandy Hook, and there was one yesterday, I guess, in Oregon, and then the husband and wife team in Las Vegas that shot the cops. And there's been several young kids shooting, and I find it very strange and intriguing, interesting, that the criminals and the crazies of yesteryear didn't kill themselves. We had a time of death by cop, and I think it lasted maybe a decade, and I'm rounding up. Before that, you had people, mostly men that I remember, you know, when they would commit violent crimes involving firearms, they wouldn't kill themselves. Why are these crazies, as some people are calling them, killing themselves? They're not getting their message across, especially the husband and wife team that, you know, that I guess one of them was reported as saying something has begun, the revolution or something has begun. It almost reminded me of Helter Skelter. But I'm thinking, if you, and why kill police? Why? And that makes me wonder, are these people brainwashed? And then sent out to do this because they're killing innocent people. And okay, granted, and I thought back to the stepfather and the son, who I think they were called the DC sniper, where they drilled a hole in the trunk of the car and they would shoot random people so that he would have an alibi. There would be something plausible to, or not plausible, but a reason as to why his wife, soon to be ex-wife or ex-wife, was killed. It was just a random shooting. To me, that's an amazing plot. That is a really good thought out plot. However, they were caught while they were sleeping in their car and they stayed in the area. Sad that they got, you know, I mean, it was good thinking. I'm sorry, but, you know, it took a lot to think that through. They're in jail. They didn't kill themselves, and they didn't go death by cop. I don't understand. And then, okay, I remember those guys with the armor-piercing bullets. In California, the bank robbers. I think there was like four of them, maybe three of them. They were death by cop. That was during that whole decade. But why are these young people killing themselves without giving... Oh, and that Santa Barbara kid. Blaming... He left the manifesto. We don't know. And he was supposedly mentally disturbed. And there's documentation of it. Sad. Very sad. But I don't think the solution to this problem is removing the guns from America. Only because it leaves Americans with nothing to fight for. Or nothing to fight with. And then, didn't the government try something like this with alcohol? And then what happened with the alcohol? Didn't they try something like this with drugs? And what's going on with the drugs? So you make guns illegal. Then what happens? There's always going to be somebody that can figure out a way to get around the system. But my biggest fear is that, you know, your neighbors can call the government, whoever, and say that, you know, I'm over here doing something and I'm arrested. I mean, once you start taking guns away, America, you know, the government says guns are illegal. What's the next thing they're going to take away from us? I mean, I don't do politics. I don't really pay attention to all that. I'm not an avid gun owner. However, I grew up with guns. My father used them in his job. My beloved used him in his job. He is very pro-gun, grew up with them, used them to hunt with as far as, you know, food, survival. When, you know, he was growing up, they were so poor, you know, have fried squirrel. If you don't have any guns, you know, and I understand people are concerned that the crazies are out there, that the young kids are out there. And I can see where the bullying and a child of that age or in that situation feels that there's no other out. Even in my town, there was a protest, parents saying that the teachers weren't doing enough with the bullying. It's constant. It's everywhere. Bullying is everywhere. I saw it yesterday with my grandson, with an older, and I hate to say, you know, certain social class, certain social stations, caliber of people. Yes. They tend to bully, and they're mean, and you have to learn to fight back. And as a parent, you have to teach your child to fight back, not to feel helpless, out of control. I don't know. I guess, fear the worst. Because when they do start taking... And then I thought, didn't soldiers go and fight for our freedoms? They always preach, you know, the United States soldier goes off to fight so that America can be America and we can have our rights. And then if they take guns away, then all those people, all those men and women died for nothing. They fought for no reason at all. That the government has the right to come in and take all your firearms and tell you what you can do. Eventually they'll tell you what you can watch on TV and what you can't watch. I'm waiting for them to do the whole thing with the internet. You know, I remember porn was illegal once, wasn't it? And now it's just everywhere on the internet. When is the government going to do something about that? We're all the wives that are all upset that their husbands watch porn all the time. Doesn't porn cause men to go crazy and go out and rape women? I don't know. Just a thought. Just being sarcastic. Those are my mad ramblings for today. I know it'll probably upset some people, but they're the thoughts that bounce around out in my head, and I have to get them out. Otherwise, they'll just start overflowing and just bounce into each other in my head and cause me to overload. So, there, I spewed them all over you guys. I hope you guys have a wonderful day. Later, news people.